Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. The script is by Late Stage Infernalism, and the audio is copyright 2021 by me, Princess April. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at @uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Okay, first of all, I just want to say that this is sick. You're fucking sick. I realize that you're not forcing me to do this, but still, just in case anyone is listening to this, like, you share it with someone, or a lot of someone's. This wasn't my idea. I owe you. You know why. So we don't have to talk about it here. And yes, I'm very grateful. But, I mean, that was humiliating enough. Now you ask me to pay you back by making this... this recording... Oh, fuck. The things you make me do are so fucking wrong. God damn it, I forgot. If I don't tell you what I'm doing, it won't count, will it? Oh, fine. I'm just touching myself, okay? Is that enough? Probably not. All right, I'm in my room. The door is closed. I've opened the window, so at least there's a breeze. I'm in that t-shirt you like? And some boy short panties? You remember the shirt, right? You told me you loved the way my body looked in it. That's... You know how wrong that is, that you told me that, right? Like, you just told me you like how I look in them, and I asked you why, and you said that it shut off my body, and you loved my body, and... Oh, fuck. I did not expect that answer. Now, whenever I wear this fucking shirt, I get turned on remembering that. I bet even before I made this recording for you that you were fucking jerking off, thinking about me in this shirt, about me taking it off. Slowly. So, you could see my tits bouncing. Oh God, it's true, isn't it? Fuck. I hate that you get me this wet. You're not even fucking here and you're making me crazy. After this... After this is all over, I don't owe you anything else, right? Like, I don't have to see you or talk to you if I don't want. It fucking better be over between us because I'll get you out of my system with this. I'll think about you now. as I thumb my clit and finger myself. And when I come, you'll disappear from my mind. Shut up. I can almost hear you in my mind. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you can say that, but you'll be back. You've always come back. And fuck you, okay? I want you to be wrong. I've tried so hard to be good. To distance myself from you and the things you make me think and do. But I keep coming back to you, don't I? I try to be dignified and proud, but I might as well be crawling back to you on my hands and knees, right? You see right through me. You see the slut you made me into. You motherfucker. Of all the fucking people to know my buttons and how to push them. Of all the people to end up being perfect for me. You're proof that God exists. And that whoever God is fucking hates me. Because you might like me or even more than but that won't stop you from making me do things like this. Humiliating and degrading things that you know I'll fucking hate. It will turn me on. Oh, fuck. I've never been this horny. Not even when we... No. You know what? I'm not talking about that. You wanted me to talk while I fucked myself? Well, that's fine. But I'm not talking about old sins. No matter how much fun they were. God. You're not going to play this for other people, are you? I know you said you might. You said that other people would love to hear me come. I know I never told you that you shouldn't, or I just... stayed quiet and squirmed. But you don't have to, right? It can just be between us, right? I can just see them now. Your sick, kinky friends sitting around your table with you, eating their fine food and drinking their wine. All the while, listening to me, debasing myself for you. They'll be laughing and commenting on all the noises I make. Congratulating you on the power you have over me. The easy control you've always had over me. You fucker. They won't talk, will they? Others can't find out about this. About us. They'd never understand. They'd say I was a whore. I was your whore. I'm your property. I pretend to be free, but I'm change you, but my feelings, and the way you make my pussy feel. You've done so much for me, and each time you've asked for so little in return. I always wondered why. But each bit of help or support came with a little hug, piercing right through my flesh, in my mind, and my heart. By the time we fucked, it just made sense. I knew it wasn't right, but having you inside me, that was the best I've ever had. I pretended to hate what we were doing. I called you names. I told you to get it over with. But I really just wanted you to come inside me. I wanted you to do it before I changed my mind. I had my legs wrapped around you when you came. I wanted all of you inside me. Does that make you happy? To know that you've satisfied me in a way that no one ever has? I told you to get the fuck out afterwards. I cursed you for coming inside of me. I cried after you left, hating myself far more than you. I wanted to beg you to stay so badly. I wanted more. Fuck you for making me want more. I've never needed anyone. I don't need you. I don't. Fuck you. Okay, I've changed my mind. I'm not doing this. I'm not gonna come for you. I won't come to you thinking of you. Of your body on top of me. Of your hand pinning my wrists. Of you so fucking deep inside me. Oh, I won't come. I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Are you fucking happy now?